News. I'm Keith Peters reporting a federal court jury awarded a total of $83.3 million in damages to E. Jean Carroll for defamatory comments Donald Trump made about her. Speaking to reporters outside of court after the verdict, Trump attorney Alina Haba says cases against Trump are politically motivated.
I have sat on trial after trial for months in this state, the state of New York. Attorney General Letitia James, and now this. Weeks. Why? Because President Trump is leading in the polls, and now we see what you get in New York.
Most of the award involves $65 million in punitive damages after jurors concluded that Trump acted spitefully and wantonly toward Carroll after she accused him of sexually assaulting her in the 1990s. Jurors also awarded a combined $18.3 million in compensatory damages. A military panel at Guantanamo Bay has recommended 23-year sentences for two detainees in connection with the 2002 Bali attacks. Correspondent Norman Hall reports.
The recommended 23-year sentences follow guilty pleas earlier this month by longtime Malaysian detainees Mohamed Farik bin Amin and Mohamed Nazir bin Lep. Both deny any role or advanced knowledge in the Bali bombings that killed 202 people. But they admitted conspiring over time with Jamaah Islamiyah, the extremist group responsible for the bombings. The two are among 780 detainees brought to military detention at Guantanamo under the George W. Bush administration's War on Terror following the September 11th attacks. There have been only a handful of convictions over the years. I'm Norman Hall.
On Wall Street, the Dow by 60 points, the NASDAQ dropped 55. This is SRN News. Religious freedom advocates are outraged.
They've been trying for several years to no avail to get the Biden administration to put Nigeria on its list of countries of particular concern because of the violent persecution of Christians there. This week, Secretary of State Anthony Blinken was visiting Nigeria, and while he was there, Muslim terrorists massacred at least 25 Christians in an attack on a village in Plateau State. The terrorists also burned the local church to the ground. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
The Minnesota legislature has kicked off debate on whether to join the list of states that allow physician-assisted suicide. A House Health Committee took the unusual step Thursday of giving the bill a hearing even before the legislative session formally convenes February 12th. A suicide measure was first introduced in Minnesota 9 years ago, but supporters say they are confident this one will pass in the year 2024. This is SRN News. U.S. auto safety regulators have closed an investigation with Ford.
There were complaints that the doors on some Ford Escapes can open while the SUVs are being driven. The National Highway Traffic Safety Administration says its probe found that there is a low potential hazard to drivers and that Ford is doing a customer satisfaction program to fix the problem. The agency says the SUVs have an audible and visual warning if the doors don't latch properly. Ford will send letters to owners in March telling them of the service campaign, which fixes the problem but is short of a recall. John Scott reporting.
JetBlue Airways may end its attempt to buy low-cost carrier Spirit Airlines as soon as this weekend, sending Spirit shares tumbling. Spirit says it sees no reason to terminate the deal. The two airlines are appealing a judge's ruling blocking the merger. More details at SRNNews.com. I'm Keith Peters.